Hello?
Oh, hi, Fernando?
Hi.
Hi, it's Tina from Local Splash. How are you?
Tina, how are you?
I'm pretty good. Thank you for asking. I got the message that you were looking to extend your business. Is that correct?
Correct. I wanted to make sure that you guys can put it on a site, Google. I want it to be to literally like where it's instant, where people can see it.
Okay. Yeah, that's exactly what we do, Fernando. How did you find out about Local Splash?
Because you guys called me a couple times already, and you know I just didn't go through with it. But you know what? It's time to expand. It's time to expand my horizons. It's time for me. You know,
yeah.
I can't just keep my eggs in one basket.
Okay. Yeah, I definitely agree. Plus, I don't know what type of basket you're using right now, but Google dominates the industry. It's what? Oh, it's Thumbtack?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I hear good things about that company. And overall, you know, it's a good service. But statistically speaking, when a consumer does a search online, 87% will hire off the first page of Google. So that only leaves 13%. If you took all of those other baskets and kind of lumped them into one category, you know, and said, let's look at Thumbtack, Home Advisor, Angie Leads, Yelp, Yellow Pages, you name it, combined, they're only getting 13%. So a program like this is definitely going to be life-changing for you and life-changing for your business.
Now, Google My Business, right? Directly
yes.
through Google and directly
yes.
through you, what's the difference?
It's the same listing. Any business can make a Google business page. That's free. You don't have to hire a company to do it. But that Google business page is going to be buried out there on the internet somewhere, and it'll never bring you a client unless it gets exposure. So what we do is we optimize that Google business page to show on the very first page of the search results. So now it'll get the exposure to bring you business, okay? Plus,
all right.
If I were to pay well
to make sure that my business gets on the front page, is that a possibility?
Well, yeah, that's the service that you pay us for, because nobody can flip a switch and put it up there instantaneously, Fernando. It takes hundreds and hundreds of hours of programming, content creation, manual submissions, backlinks, trusted citations. So when you pay us on a month-to-month basis, you have a team of technicians here that goes in on a daily basis and updates your information and refreshes your data, and that's how we ensure that you never fall off the first page. So...
Okay. Bingo.
Mm-hmm. Tell me a little bit about your target area. I mean, how far do you typically go for a new client? Not the farthest you've ever gone, of course, but just the average.
Well, I want to invest in two places. I want
okay.
to invest in two states. I want to invest in New Jersey, and I want to invest in Hawaii.
Okay. Do you have a physical address in New Jersey and in Hawaii that we can use so that Google can do the PIN verification?
I don't have the one in Hawaii, but I have the one in New Jersey, yes.
Okay. So the reason I ask is that Google will protect you as a small business from a large corporation trying to come into those target areas and steal your clients. So the only way you can get on the first page locally is to have an address there. So when we're thinking about setting up a profile in Hawaii,
what about if I get a P.O. box?
That's exactly what I was going to tell you. Google will reject a P.O. box. They'll reject a mailboxes, et cetera. They'll reject a UPS store. It has to be an actual physical address. And the reason being is those big corporations could go into any target area and easily get a P.O. box. So that's why Google will reject those addresses. So I've had people go to the extreme before that would go into a target area and they would use a friend or a relative or a colleague's address. And that way, once it's verified, the address would be hidden on the profile. as you know, Google deals with, you know, millions and millions of home-based businesses. So that's a little workaround if you don't have like a virtual office in Hawaii or anything like that yet. You know what I mean?
Gotcha, gotcha. So
yep.
I will figure that out. I'll figure that out when I cross that bridge. We'll take care of that. When the time comes, let's do New Jersey.
Okay, so I'm going to send you a text, and there's two different routes that you can go here. How long have you been in business?
Oh, I've been, Providence Always Painting was from 2016. Then Providence Always Painting, I turned it to Providence Always LLC. That was from 2019.
Okay.
2019 to 2022. I still have it, but I also have another business. It's Providence Always Dove. I do want to stay with Providence Always LLC. I do want to stay with that business because that's the business that I want to use. That's the business that I created. That's the business that's been working and that has the good reviews on Thumbtack.
Okay. So Providence Always LLC, good reviews on Thumbtack.
I've been on Thumbtack since 2020, I believe. 2019.
Okay.
I'm sorry. Excuse me. 2018 to 2019, I've been on Thumbtack. I still got 5 stars.
Okay. So the reason I ask you this is because you technically started in 2016, you're over 5 years as a business, which would allow me to put you into our legacy rate pricing, which is a sizable discounted rate. It's an established business rate. So I'm going to show you some different packages on the link that I just texted you.
Uh-huh.
And then I'll you what I can do for you along the lines of, you know, making those prices more affordable on the legacy rate. So if you go to that link that I sent you, localsplash.com/pricing.
Hold on a second. I'm actually driving, that's why.
Okay.
You see? Local. Okay, got it. Yep.
So if you scroll down a little bit, Fernando, you'll see our proven success rate, our average client satisfaction rating. We're definitely established business that's known as the best of the best in the industry as far as getting businesses ranked. If you scroll a little bit, you'll see our Google partnership badge. It has a premier banner at the left, which is an elite status with Google. What that means is that Google actually has a support staff on site for us. So anytime you work with a premier partner, you'll also have that extra support staff available for your business, okay? Now, there's two separate sets of pricing options here. Premier SEO packages that says local bundle plus Google Ads. And then if you scroll down a little bit, it'll say platinum SEO packages, local bundle plus Facebook Ads, okay? So either way, I would recommend that you go with the platinum option in either one of these buckets, and I'll explain the difference to you and what we could do, you know, as far as making the pricing more affordable. So number one is, do you have a Facebook page for your business yet?
Do I have a what?
A Facebook page for your business?
No, I do not do Facebook. I try not to do Facebook. I do not have a Facebook page. I do not have a website. Most of my business has been word of mouth and through Thumbtack. I've been completely based it and built off of them. Now, I do have somebody that can do a website. I do have a Facebook page that has my name, but I don't go crazy posting my work. I don't, believe it or not. What
okay.
I wanted more like Google. I wanted more like
okay.
Google.
I agree with what your objective.
The thing is, with Facebook, you're probably gonna get calls that are out of state.
Yeah, I hear a lot of mixed things about the Facebook ads. Some people love it because, you know, the social media platforms are very, very tricky, where the search engines will track what people in the area are searching for. So then, if they search for interior painting, exterior painting, painter, commercial painter, residential, anything that has to do with what you do, then, you know, mysteriously, next time they go on their Facebook, there's going to be an ad for your company coming up front and center. So typically, you know, like I say, there's a value to it, but you're right. It could be people from, you know, other states and things like that. So what I'm thinking would be the best option for you would be the Premier Platinum SEO package from our website, which I can do for $499 monthly. There's a one-time setup fee of $99 to get you programmed in. Now, the reason that's a different price than what you were quoted before, which was $299 monthly, is the $299 monthly is for the Platinum package, and that is includes $100 worth of Facebook ads. So with the first option, you're paying $200 more, but you're getting $200 extra worth of Google ads. So rather than 100 in Google ads, you're getting 300 in Google ads. Okay. Now I know because you don't have a website that you haven't done ads in the past because you have to have a website to do it. So we typically build Google compliant websites here and, you know, charge an extra $400 to put them together. But I can definitely get the site included for you at no additional cost, kind of like as a gift from us to you. Because I figure, you know, it's nearly 2023 and you're going to need that site anyway. Okay? So now, outside of the ads, what the program itself is going to include for you, Fernando, is first page listing on Google, first page listing on Bing, all of the popular directories that are in your area, as well as the programming into the mobile platform. So, for instance, you know how more and more people these days are doing the searches from their smartphones?
Yes.
Right? So that's a different search result altogether. So once we program Providence Always LLC into the mobile platform, now you're going to become available from all of the iPhones, the Androids, the tablets, even the voice-activated devices such as Alexa. And as you know, that's a huge market that you'll be able to capitalize on, okay? So with the $99 setup fee, the initial investment today would be $5.98, and then each month moving forward, it's just $4.99. And you're grandfathered into that pricing where it'll never go up for you. And then lastly, the program will come with a detailed tracking system, which means that you'll have the ability to see the new clients that you're receiving. You'll also see which keywords they typed in to find you. If they use their GPS directions to locate you, you'll see which zip codes they came from. That way everything is very transparent. And then as you do that tracking, Fernando, if you ever notice that, you know, certain keywords are working better than others, then you're also going to have the ability to switch those out through the account management team here. Okay, so, yeah, and being that this is a month-to-month program, it's really cool because you have the opportunity to try the program, track the revenue, track the jobs that you're receiving, and kind of pay as you go, right? So if you ever get to the point where you wanted to cancel the service, you can do so at any time. It's fully cancelable without any fees or anything like that. But I'll tell you this right now, you're never going to cancel because I know that you're absolutely going to love it. And I've been doing this for a long time, and I know that nobody ever cancels on profit, you know, and I know that you won't either.
Right. So let's do this. The only thing that I really want right now is that I want to get started. I would like to know exactly how long and exactly what area would you put me as a contractor, full-blown contractor, meaning bathroom remodels, kitchen remodels, renovations, new construction builds. Now, are you guys going to be completely detailed in the ad as well?
Yes, exactly. So good thing, because I know that, you know, you and I were discussing painting. So when I gave you examples of keywords, I mentioned painting, but let's say you want to come up for kitchen remodel, basement remodel, room addition, different variations, more of like a general contractor. What happens is once I create the account, Fernando, I'm going to have my technician, I'll set an appointment where they'll call you and they'll go over your keywords, your service area, building your new website and getting you placed. And then what happens is after that appointment, they take the services that you offer behind the scenes and they compare them to Google and Google Analytics and they see which keywords are generating the most revenue for your area. And then they send you an email by the end of the day and they say, hey, Fernando, these are the keywords that we're recommending for you. And then you're in the driver's seat. You can look at that and say, yeah, they look great, but I also want to add this one or that one. And then once you confirm it, that's how they start the programming for you.
Okay, so what I'm going to want is I'm going to want everything. I'm going to want painting. I'm going to want, a kitchen remodel. I'm going to want tiles, bathroom remodel. You know, I want the whole contractor, a new construction. So I definitely want to get started. I'm willing to start today. I'm willing to sign on today.
Okay, contractor. I'm just putting that in. Tiling, kitchen remodel, painting.
Now, should I hire somebody to do a website first and then get on, or you guys are going to do that?
No, we'll include the site for you. You don't have to worry about that. If you have a logo or pictures or examples of services, absolutely get that over to us and we'll put it up on the site. If you don't have
text message you just sent me, is that you?
Yes.
Okay, I'm going to send you the link of my work. I have the link of all my works. I have the links.
Oh, our text messages are encrypted, so we don't get images on it, but I'll send you an email. I'll just put Tina's contact info in the email, and then you can reply to the email, and I can then take those images and send them to...
That's the thing. I these links, it's a Google link. I don't know if I can send it by. Let me see if I send it by email.
Oh,
What's your email? It works. What's your email?
Here, I'll just send it to you, Tina's contact, because it's my first initial last name and it's a little tricky. So I'll send you. Do you want me to send this to JosephStream777 or do you want me to send it to? There was another one on the lead form, which was
ProvGov@Comcast.
Okay.
Yeah, that's the one.
ProvGov@Comcast. Let me fix that. Although I don't mind the Joseph Stream 777 because that's my extension here, 777. So.
then you use Joseph Stream 777.
Oh, I already sent it to the other one. I'm sorry.
All right. So let's see. I got it. Let me see.
Yeah, so you can just reply, and if you know how to copy and paste the links, you can send it there. And then that way I'll send those over to the technician. So we'll create that appointment for later today, but they'll be a little bit ahead of the curve when they call you because they'll already have those links, okay?
I sent you bathroom links, right?
Okay.
I'm going to send you the kitchen link, so you're going to get different links at different times.
Okay, yep, I got bathroom, good.
And then I'm giving you kitchen. You'll see the work. Okay,
beautiful.
And then you're going to get painting as well. You're going to get, wait till you see the painting.
Okay.
See the painting. The painting and the kitchens, are, we actually make kitchen cabinets. Okay, I sent you painting. Sent you rehab as well, basements, which is basements too. Sent you basements.
I love this. I love that you have so much content. That's amazing.
Also sending you, let me see. Also send you pavers as well.
That kitchen with the little bling thing over the sink and the white cabinets?
Yeah.
almost looks like my kitchen. I got my kitchen renovated, I think, like 5 years. Did the recessed lighting, and I did the little bling thing over the sink. I think it's the same one. I got it at Home Depot, but it looks so cute. I love it. Oh, here. Okay, so paint and rehab. Okay, let me look at the paint link. Ooh, that's cool. Look at that. Wow. That's funny to me that people would hire you to do patterns and stuff like that. I didn't realize that. I kind of thought when you hire a painter, you're just doing like the regular painting. I look at this more like I would almost think I'd have to order like a mural artist or something to do something like this. So that's cool.
Well, it's artistic design. That's all it is.
Yeah, I was going to say, because I have a friend in Chicago. She actually, people hire her to do like murals and stuff on their wall. So that's what I would think if for these types of patterns. So that's cool. I'm happy that you have that. That'll make you stand out. And then rehab. Excellent. So as far as pavers goes, I want to let you know that that might conflict a little bit with the other keywords, and here's why.
Don't do it.
Yeah, I can send, I'm still going to send the pictures over to the technicians, and they could possibly put these images up on the site in a little thumbnail or something. But as far as keywords go, if someone's in your area and they put in remodel, for example, Google starts sending out millions of web crawlers looking for the best match for what's being searched in the area. And that's how, because we'll make all of your keywords very heavy in the rehab, renovation, painting, all of that, kitchen remodel, bathroom remodel, you're going to easily rank when someone types that in. But if there's something a little bit conflicting like paver, what happens is those web crawlers, they don't know. It kind of tricks them. Like, oh, is this the best remodeler in the area? Because we're not sure now if he's a remodeler or a paver. So then it starts conflicting. So I'll definitely recommend, like you said, to leave it out. But I'll send those images over anyway. At least they could put that up on your website. So when people find you under remodel, they'll see, like, wow, this guy's for a full service. He can remodel indoor and outdoor, and he can even do my paving. You know what I mean?
Right.
Okay. So let me go here into the profile. Providence Always, you want it with the LLC on there, correct?
Yes.
Okay. And then for the business address, is that the 2013 Bayhead Drive, number one?
Yes. Yep.
Okay.
Give me 1 second. I'm actually going to
get on my car so I can go to Dunkin' Donuts and give me a coffee.
You know, we're in California, and we didn't have Dunkin' Donuts out here, and we went to Chicago on a vacation, and we fell in love with their coffee, and good enough, we came back, and like 2 years later, they started popping up around here, so we were so excited. My daughter actually worked at one for about a year.
Where in California you guys at?
We're in Orange County. It's a city called Fountain Valley, which is right next to Huntington Beach and Costa Mesa. I don't know if you're familiar at all.
Is that like towards San Diego or San Francisco?
Right in the middle. Huntington Beach is about 20 minutes from Disneyland, and we're about an hour and a half north of San Diego and about an hour south of L.A., so we're right in the middle.
I know exactly where you are. Yeah, 2 funders.
Oh, cool. Have you been out here before?
I spent almost 2 years in California back and forth. That's it.
Oh, where were you when you were here?
I used to drive a tractor trailer. I used to be all over California, Oakland, San Francisco, San Diego, Montebello, LA.
Cool. That's cool. I love it. I have a daughter that lives in Oceanside, so that's right up from San Diego. So
the next thing I guess is to get started. Let me ask you a question. The minute we get started, the payment goes through, and you know I'm now on with the crew, and when do I start to see action? When do I actually get to start seeing that the money starts to work for itself? How long does it take for it to kick in?
So great question, Fernando. Industry standard, it takes 90 days. However, because we're a premier partner to Google, we do it in only 30 to 45 days. And the Google ads will kick in under 2 weeks. So I always tell people, because of the extensive programming, of course you're going to see activity within your first month because we do start that programming right away. However, it is the second month that you really see the program pop. That's when it's going to come to full fruition for you.
Okay, so let's get started.
Okay, so let me create the invoice for you. And then I'm going to, I think you tried to set up an account in the past and it didn't go through, so I'm just fixing all the dates because it says 6/9 of 2021. So if I don't fix that, what will happen is once we create the invoice, it's going to start creating all of those past invoices, and I don't want that to happen. So it just takes me an extra second to fix this. So give me a... Okay, there it says 12/20/2022, and then let me go back here and make sure that on this screen it shows that start date as well. Okay, good, so that's all. Okay, so is it your name on the card or the company name or both?
All right, you ready?
Yes, go ahead, Fernando.
You ready for credit card payment?
Yes, go ahead.
Okay, 5322.
5322.
5459.
5459.
6321.
6321.
4113.
4113. Okay, expiration?
Expiration date is 0226.
And the code on the back?
196.
Okay. And then is it still the 2013 Bayhead Drive for the billing address on this card?
Yes, it is.
Okay. So what I'm going to do, Fernando, is go through a voice verification recording, and that will outline your service agreement with Local Splash and is an added form of protection for you. And then I'm going to create that appointment for my technician to call you later today, and they're going to go over your keywords, your service area, building your website, and getting you placed. And as far as the voice verification goes, some of this is a little bit repetitive of what I just asked you. It's going to have you repeat the business name and whatnot. So just kind of bear with me, okay?
Okay, gotcha.
Okay, it says to ensure the accuracy of your order, please state the name of your business.
Providence Always LLC.
Okay, thank you. And then please state your name and title with the company.
President.
And are you authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of your business?
Yes.
You're also an authorized user on the billing of the account, correct?
Yes.
Okay. To get results as fast as possible, it is important that you're actively involved in your campaign. Do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from Local Splash?
Of course.
Okay, and then in hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement?
I'm sorry, what was that again? Repeat it.
So it says, it basically what it's saying, and then I'll repeat it, is if you do anything else as far as online marketing down the road, just let us know about it so we make sure it doesn't conflict with what we're doing. Okay?
Gotcha.
So it's,
gotcha.
Yeah, it says, in hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement?
Yes, I agree.
Okay, thank you. So your payment for the initial term and account setup will be charged today, December 20th, in the non-refundable amount of just $598. When your term is complete, your agreement will automatically renew each month on the 20th day in the amount of $499. You may discontinue your agreement at any time by contacting client support to prevent charges for your next month of service contact client support at least 3 business days before your next billing is due. Do you agree to the renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes. So hold on, the cancellation, okay. I have to let you guys know how long I want to cancel.
Within 3 business days. So since today is the 20th, just say maybe by the 17th if you wanted to prevent the next month's charge. But again, you're never going to cancel because you're going to love it.
No. I know.
Okay.
I already know I'm going to love it.
Yeah, so that concludes the voice verification recording, Fernando. And then let me open up the calendar and see what time they have for that appointment. That appointment is going to take approximately 30 minutes. Maybe 20 if, you know, depending on how fast you get through the questions. And for today, Tuesday, someone said in our morning meeting, Happy Taco Tuesday, and I thought it was so funny. So we can do 11 o'clock, 12, or we could do 1 or 4 p.m. your time. Or no, I might even have a 1 o'clock open too. So 11, 12, 1, or 4 p.m. What works best?
Let's do 1.
1, okay. So what I'm doing right now is I'm blocking out an hour from...
Can you hold on 1 second? I got to pay you at Home Depot. Give me 1 second.
Yeah, go ahead.
Hello?
Hi.
Can you hear me?
Yes, I'm here.
Okay, so I'm ready. All right, now, let's go ahead, let's move forward. I'm really excited. If I'm telling you, I really want to, so I'm getting another phone call from Home Depot, my other guys. Hold on a second.
Okay, no problem.
Okay, we're good. Can you hear me?
Okay, good. Mm-hmm. So what I did was I booked out that appointment for you from 1 to 2 o'clock Eastern, and that's just in case my technician's prior appointment runs a little bit over and they call you at, you know, 1:15. Don't panic. They're going to call you sometime within that hour. And then...
Is there an app I can download that could they keep, you know, to see how everything looks?
So there's a client dashboard. We don't have it available in an app yet, but we do have an app available for a call tracking number. So I don't know if you want to enable that or not, but if you do, it would be included in the package. So what some people like to do is they like us to purchase a brand new, for instance, 973 area code number. And then once it's people call it, it will forward over to your number. And then that number tracks the calls that are coming in. And there's an app for that where people can go in and listen to the calls and they can, you know, reply to people and whatnot through the app. So
I want that.
Okay, so I'll put that in here that you want the call tracking and you want the app. So let me just do that. Call tracking and app. Okay, So I put that in the notes, so you're all good to go here. And then I'm just looking here if there's one more thing that... So, we have a new program that we're doing with Google, and our clients are going crazy for it. It's an exclusive lead program through Google, but it's only available in certain areas and certain industries, and that's what I'm trying to look to see if that program is available too, because that might be something that... Yeah, that's what I was thinking. Are you licensed and insured and all of that good stuff?
Yes, I am. I'm fully insured, workman's comp. My insurance is super expensive. I'm fully licensed as a contractor. My plumbers are licensed. My electricians are licensed. I am full-blown ready to go.
Okay. ZIP 08859. Okay. I'm asking that team if they can help me find this category for you, because if it's available in your area, I can give you pricing on it right now. But how it works is it would be a exclusive lead program. Let me. I don't see contractor, general contractor as an option. I don't want to mention it to you and get you all excited if it's not available. So,
I also have an architect as well.
Okay. Okay, give me a second. I think the garage door... There it is, general contractor. Okay, good, good, good. Okay. Oh, darn it. It says they're not available yet in your area. Okay. I thought I would double check first. So what I'm going to do, Fernando, is I'm going to put your account in a separate file, and I'm going to check on the Google requirements every couple of months or even every month or so, and as soon as it becomes available in your area, I'm going to call you and we'll get the ball rolling on that, okay?
Okay, all right.
Yeah, so that way we'll start with this first. So you're all good to go, Mr. Fernando. Welcome aboard. I'm so glad that it worked out for you. I know that you're absolutely going to love it. You'll have a very, very profitable run with the program. And then when you're ready to get that Hawaii location.
When you said profitable mm-hmm. means financially profitable, or profitable meaning that I'm going to enjoy the networking?
So, well... I mean financially profitable, because when you're on the first page of Google and you and people are calling you for services, the only way a program like this wouldn't work is if you don't answer your phone, right? And I know that you're
right.
Going to answer your phone.
is there any way that you could actually show that I'm actually a 5-star company through Thumbtack? Because if you Google my business name, you'll see it's 5 stars.
So I'll see if they can put a badge on there or something that shows your 5-star rating from Thumbtack on the website, but we can't port those reviews from Thumbtack over to Google, and here's why. if one of our technicians would go on your thumbtack and copy and paste and post those reviews on Google, it would show that they're all being posted by Local Flash, and it would look suspicious to an end user, right? And
no, no, they don't have
thing,
to post the reviews. They don't have to post the reviews, but they can put the badge that, you know, through other different, you know, other different apps.
Absolutely.
That, you know,
what about Angie's? Do you still use Angie's? Because I see even though you only have one review on there, there's also a 5-star on Angie's.
Yeah, no, I use Angie's, but Angie's is connected with Thumbtack. It's connected with Home Improvement. It's all connected. But if you go to Thumbtack, you go to Home Improvement, you go to Angie's, I mean, I never had a bad review. Never had anybody go there and give me a bad review. Never. I lost about almost $200,000 just to make sure I stayed 5 stars.
Yeah. You have an amazing infrastructure, and you must have a nice crew too with all of the workmanship you showed me. So that's awesome. So we'll also, once the Google listing is verified, Fernando, we'll help you get that 5-star rating on Google. We have a review generator email that we can build in right into your website at the top that'll say, you know, click here to leave a Google review. So that will definitely help you. Because you knew about the Google business page, did you ever create one in the past for your business?
No, I didn't. I was actually going to do it directly through Google. Now, let me ask
okay.
you a question. What's the difference between you and Google? There's really no difference, is there?
No, there's no difference. The reason I asked is if you had created one in the past, what we would ask you to do is go in and add Local Splash as a manager so that we could go in and optimize it to show on the first page. But since you haven't created one in the past, we'll create it for you and we'll automatically start managing it. The one
so
thing
you're
going to
be working together with Google. You're going to be working together with Google.
Exactly. We do the optimization to show your business on the first page of Google, but absolutely we'll work together with Google as far as doing the ads for you as well, because you're doing the Google ads, you're doing the local map optimization on Google. You kind of have the best of both worlds with this program. So we're definitely going to make sure that everything is set up according to the Google guidelines and the requirements. Now,
okay,
one last thing I want you to do, Fernando, is that I gave you that legacy rate pricing that's not available to the general public. So I want you to go in there and acknowledge it with your e-signature, and that will ensure that your pricing never goes up. So did you get a text from me right now that says, thank you for choosing Local Splash?
Says, welcome to Local Splash, blah, blah, blah. Up to 30,
the one before
30 to 45 days. Receive your login credentials for 7 days. Okay.
That's it.
There you go.
So the one that says, thank you for choosing Local Splash. We sent a copy of your invoice. Please click here to accept your subscription terms. Click on the link. It'll take you to Local Splash Terms of Experience. Once you see that, all you have to do is scroll all the way to the bottom. There's a little box that you have to check to show that you're authorized, and then you just plug your name in and hit confirm signature. Once you confirm that, it's going to ask you for a username and password. Don't worry about any of that. That will be provided at the client interview. My main thing is just getting the pricing locked in.
Okay, I already signed. It's done.
Good. Okay, so you're all good to go. Well, I definitely enjoyed talking to you, Fernando, and you have my extension 777. So when you're ready to set up Hawaii and you have an address there, I can do the second location at a discounted rate at just $449 monthly. So you save $50 by a second or a third location, and I'm going to put that in the notes too. So like I said,
okay.
I'm going to monitor your account. Once Google Guaranteed is available, I'm going to reach out to you, okay?
Gotcha. We're good.
All right. Sounds good. Have a really great rest of your week, too, and a happy holiday and a Merry Christmas in case I don't talk to you again, okay?
Thank you so much. Take care.
You're welcome. Thank you. And then you're all set for 1 o'clock. Have a great day.
All right. Bye.
Bye.